Well, we're going to stay with this issue of dementia because our next guest has spent a lot of time thinking about the way we actually care for people with dementia, what we do. Dr. John Zeisel is president of Hearthstone Alzheimer's Care, founded the Hearthstone Way. As you're about to hear, it's an innovative approach to caring for people living with Alzheimer's and other dementias. And he's written about this in a book called I'm Still Here. He's with me in the studio. Hello, John.
Hi, Richard. Nice to
John
meet
and
you.
I are both dealing with the disconcerting fact that we're wearing identical shirts, which has never happened to me before, and I don't think it's happened to John. Can I just start, basically, because on Radio National Breakfast this morning, Peter Whitehouse, who I'm sure you've heard of, was saying that dementia is over-medicalised. What do you think about that approach?
I think Peter is completely correct.
Yeah, because, well, tell us then about the philosophy behind the Hearthstone Way.
Well, the name of the book is I'm Still Here.
Mm.
And several of Julian's comments just before relate to that.
Yes, I was thinking it's an ethics-based approach, and I wanted to come back to it, but go on.
So let's start with, let me just take both the over-medicalization and the ethical issues and put them into the conversation I had yesterday evening with a member of the Guardianship Tribunal, who appoints, this tribunal appoint guardians for people with dementia. And when she heard about the book I was writing or had written, and she said, well, maybe the Guardianship Tribunal should read this book. And I said, well, of course, because who you appoint has a point of view. Either they think that medications are most important or not. Either they have the ethical point of view of the Nuffield Council report, which basically says you have to respect the person, we're all in this together, personhood should not be undermined, or not. And my book reflects the Nuffield Council's approach, as well as Peter Whitehouse's approach that says we have to find ways to interact, relate, have relationships with people who are living with dementia, are living with Alzheimer's, in a way that keeps them there. So it's we who have the power to keep the person a person, or we can count them out and pretend they don't exist.
If I to paraphrase your approach, it seems to me that what you do is you focus on the positive. You focus on the ability of the person with dementia as much as more than the disability. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely. And these really are human rights issues, which is I have some disabilities. I don't see as well. I have glasses. But I hope you're not focusing on what I can't do in this conversation, because if you did,
That hadn't occurred to be honest.
it doesn't occur to us to do that with other people, only with people with dementia. And so the minute somebody has a diagnosis or even finds out without a diagnosis, they respond to something you said to Julian. Well, it's a downhill slope from here. Can't go uphill. Well, actually, at my age, it is a downhill slope as well, whether I have dementia or not. But you don't focus on that. So we have to start realizing that people in the moment, whether they're sitting in an interview, whether they're being cared for, whether they're living in a residence, whether they're living on their own, are where they are. And we have to deal with what they can do at that moment, which is a tremendous amount. If we start to think of what they can't do and what they won't be able to do in the future, we are going to handicap them.
You're focused on reducing what you call the four A's of Alzheimer's: anxiety, agitation, aggression, apathy. I've certainly seen
Yes.
this in people with Alzheimer's. What led you towards using the arts? Because that is one of the ways you use to try and address all of these things.
So, to jump to what the book's about, apathy is the symptom of dementia, which is the most both complicated and also the most widespread. But we don't think about that. We think about aggression, anxiety, and agitation because it bothers us. But apathy doesn't bother us. They're sitting in front of the television. They're staring out the window. Who cares?
Makes them easy to manage if you
Easy
want to
to
take the
manage.
cynical perspective.
Absolutely. Therefore, what we're really dealing with is apathy. Apathy is very closely linked to depression. They're one and the same. They're two sides of one coin. If we can deal with the apathy that people with dementia are experiencing, we can make them better. And that's what the arts can do. The arts, culture, anything with meaning that engages them in life, that engagement is the key to the civil rights, the human rights issue of including them in society. Because if we can engage them in what we are engaged with, whether it be the World Cup, whether it be a museum, whether it be a symphony, whether it be a dance, then when they are engaged, there is no Alzheimer's in that room at the moment.
Well, it's and you use programs with museums and art galleries like the National Gallery in Canberra, actually. Yes. They were a fairly early adopter of your approach.
Yeah, about, I guess it was 3 years ago or four, we did training there and we developed that program, and it's now ongoing. It's ongoing at the Louvre in Paris. It's ongoing at the Prado in Madrid. We're doing it all over now. Because in order to change the way you or I treat someone with a dementia, we have to change society's view towards it. So I'm Still Here has two sides to it, the book. One side is for carers and caregivers to pick it up, to know if they meet a friend in the shopping market, in the store, and they happen to have dementia, how do I respond? How do I deal with them as a person? Same with carers who have a daily grind of caring for someone with dementia or being with someone with dementia. But the other side is it's for society to say, people with dementia are still here. Peter Whitehouse, Julian Hughes, all of these people are in this I'm Still Here movement to acknowledge the civil rights of all of us to be part of society.
So it comes back to this idea of treating people as individuals, focusing on the positive, treating them as human, just the way you would with someone who didn't have this.
And just the way I'd like to be treated, whether or not I have a dementia.
It's been fascinating, John. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Richard. This has been a great conversation.
That's Dr. John Zeisel. He's president of Hearthstone Alzheimer's Care in the US and author of I'm Still Here, which I would recommend. It's published by Hachette. He's also taking part in a public forum in Melbourne this Thursday, and you'll find details on the Life Matters website. You can head to Radio National's YouTube channel, actually, to see a video of both of John and earlier Peter Whitehouse, who was on the Breakfast program.